stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And sorry if you hear some hammering in the background. The people above me in my condo are doing construction. So I'm going to try to turn my mic off when I'm not talking. But in case you hear any hammering in the background, that's what that is. So I just hope they invite me over for like their housewarming party when they like finished renovating. That's all, you know. All right. So we got a lot to go over this week, especially a new coaster coming to Central Florida.
Yes, we talked about it last week, Universal with the Velocicoaster. So if you wanted to hear more about that, you could go to the last week's episode.
Yeah.
But today we're going to just go about all the Halloween stuff that's still going around in Central Florida.
Yes, it is fall season. Nothing like pumpkin spice and sweaters and, you know, closed-toed shoes. Maybe not the last two, but it's still fall in Central Florida. So, all right, so let's talk about SeaWorld. Reservations are needed to enter. They still have their craft beer festival with over 100 craft beers going on Saturdays and Sundays now through November 1st. And you want to talk about the next thing?
Oh, yes. The Flicks and Frights. That's what they're calling it now. It's their drive-in movies that they're doing. And like I said before, it's not part of the admission to go into SeaWorld. It's a totally separate thing. It's just in their parking lot. But it's still a lot of fun. This Saturday, October 10th, they are showing Beetlejuice, which is one of my favorites. And it's not that long of a movie.
No, it's a quick one. It's a good
yes.
one.
That's actually great for, I guess, the family because it's still fun.
I watched that movie.
Maybe.
Yeah, I watched that movie when I was really young. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It was my mom's favorite movie, so she had us watching it when it came out. So, you know, I'm it's normal, you know.
Oh, I like, good, yes.
I like Lydia, you know.
And wait, did you know that Catherine O'Hara is in that movie and she's in
Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek, yes.
Yes.
I know. That's so good.
It's funny.
It's so good. Halloween Spooktacular also happening at SeaWorld now through November 1st. They've got Halloween maze, trick-or-treating around the park, and cookie decorating with Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
Oh, yes. And then Busch Gardens, again, reservations needed. It's the sister park to SeaWorld. They have Beer Fest going on now through November 15th. They also have Hollow Scream. Well, actually, going back to Beer Fest, we talked about it at an earlier episode if you wanted to check back to that because I went there and was able to go try out some of the stuff. And then for Hollow Scream, we talked to someone from Busch Gardens. So we have another episode on that. So we have a lot of stuff in our hands from before, but we'll touch base on it. If you're planning to go, it's now through November 1st. There's no haunted houses, but I heard it is a lot of fun with 10 open air scare zones. Lots of lights, lots of music. And with the music, I feel like if it's so loud, you get scared quicker. Even if you're not a scaredy cat, it's just with the loud music, it really does draw the tension.
It's like sensory overload.
Yeah.
You know? All of your senses are heightened and they're all tingling and it makes it more scary. But yeah, I've seen some people posting on like Instagram stories and all of that about their experiences. It looks amazing.
And that Fiends.
Yeah, Fiends
show.
Yeah, that.
Back.
Yeah, and it's on that giant stage in the festival area. So mm-hmm. it's bigger and better than ever. And people are really enjoying it. So like Michaela said, you can get more info on Busch Gardens Hollow Scream from a previous episode. Go back and check it out at themeparksandrec.com. And Sesame Street Kids Weekends, now through November 1st. They have contact-free trick-or-treating, the Count's Not Too Spooky Halloween radio show, cookie decorating with Cookie Monster and character photos. I would date Cookie Monster. I don't know about you, but you know, he's my type.
I thought you were saying cookies. Like I'll just eat him. Eat the cookies.
Eat the cookies. You want to touch on what's going on at both of those parks?
Yeah. We keep mentioning it just because it's a great thing going on with free single-day admission to U.S. military veterans, retired veterans, and their families through November 11th. It seems like a long time away, but it's only 1 month.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's going to come by fast. It's
crazy.
And then there's the fun card where if you buy the 2021 fun card, you get to go through the rest of 2020 for free. And a tip that we said before is, let's say you want to bring the family to Busch Gardens or SeaWorld, so you have to pick between either or. So if you pick Busch Gardens, that would be the fun card that you pick throughout the whole year. But you can get both. You can get both. A tip that we had was that one person in your party, in your family, in your friend group gets the annual pass, so you get to park for free. And then the rest of you get to go park and then just go in the park. There might be blockout dates, but maybe get the person that will go the most often, the annual pass, and then everyone else gets the fun card. It's a great money saver there.
For sure. Great tip. And Universal Orlando, they're still not taking reservations, but you know they do suggest you get there early so that you can get in the park. They also have their pass holder appreciation days. They're extended now through the end of the month, October 31st. And then they have their mini daytime Halloween Horror Nights because they canceled the separate ticketed event in the evening because of all of the COVID restrictions and everything. But they are, you know, creeping you out during the day still. Now through November 1st, they have two haunted houses, Bride of Frankenstein Lives and Revenge of the Tooth Fairy. And then at Islands of Adventure, they have family-friendly trick-or-treating. So definitely something to celebrate Halloween going on at those parks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They also have a ticket deal where if you buy a two-day, two-park ticket and it starts at $243.99, you get three additional days for free?
Yes, and that's for anyone. That's not just for Florida residents. That's for anybody.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So if you have family visiting, that's for you.
That's really good.
Oh, yes.
Wow. And then... Yeah. Is there anything else going on at Universal?
Yes, they have the Florida resident ticket that we briefly talked about before.
Right.
Where you buy the one day and you get the rest of the year for free.
Mm-hmm.
Got extended to November 3rd.
Oh, wow.
So that's for Florida residents only. So I think that's great. I mean, if you have, like I said, if you have people visiting from out of town, they could do that first ticket if they're staying for an extended amount of time. And then you could just hop on that Florida resident deal. I mean, to be honest, it's amazing. One day and it's the rest of the year, rest of 2020, not into 2021, just the rest of the 2020 year.
Yeah, that's a great deal for sure. And let's talk Walt Disney World. Reservations are still needed, but Dapper Days are upon us for this fall. You will be able to dress up in your dapper outfit on Saturday, November 21st at Hollywood Studios and Sunday, November 22nd at Magic Kingdom. Have you ever been, Michaela?
I actually have never gone. And honestly, maybe I could have gone while they were there, but I just never was aware of it. Have you?
Yeah, I've actually been at the parks and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, why are all these people dressed up? And somebody finally had to tell me. It was like I was living under a rock. I was like, why are you dressed like that? It's so awesome. You look amazing. And they're like, oh, it's Dapper Days. So I was like, oh, that's cool. But I roll out of bed and I put on yoga pants and sneakers to go to parks. I couldn't look that good walking around the parks. Like, no way.
I know. I see the photos after the fact, but they're gorgeous. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's really cool. And for the fall, that's the weekend leading into Thanksgiving week. So it's always a very busy day at those parks. So just know if you're wanting to go for Dapper Days, make sure you have a, you know, reservation, because you're going to need a reservation to get into the parks.
That's right. I didn't even think about that. So you can't just show up.
No. And then did you say that you found the Dapper Day dates for 2021, at least the spring?
Yes. They just announced it. And apparently they're celebrating their 10th anniversary doing Dapper Days.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the Walt Disney World dates are going to be April 24th and 25th. Right now, we don't know what parks they're going to be at for each one. Usually, like the ones at this fall, they'll do one date at one park and the other day at another park.
Cool.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see.
Yes, we will. And we'll keep you updated on that. And maybe Michaela and I will make outfits and go.
Maybe.
And then Halloween is happening at each park. They're all celebrating in different ways. And Michaela, did we get a question from a listener?
We did. I actually shared it on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Podcasting, and someone asked, because they don't go to the parks and it's actually their first time ever going. And they're braving to go now because of the ticket deals. They asked, which park would you go to if you could only go to one right now?
Oh man, that is tough. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's your answer, Michaela?
Well, if I just was speaking about Disney, mm-hmm. I think Magic Kingdom, especially right now because of the fall decorations,
right,
and the cavalcades.
Yeah,
I love it. But if I had to talk about in general every single park in all of Central Florida, I think I would say, I don't know. Magic Kingdom would be top up there, but I do love Universal right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Universal Studios Park. Mm-hmm. Not Universal Studios, because I feel like during the week, if you go, it is dead.
Quiet. Yeah.
Not dead where it's like, oh, well, there's getting no business. They are limiting the amount of people coming in the parks.
Yeah.
And it just feels like you could just skip down New York City. And it's nice. It's just cool. It's a very different feeling than Disney.
Yeah. I would definitely say if you could go to one park right now, the Halloween holiday, definitely Magic Kingdom. Because you can experience all of that. And then I'd also say if you're going, like you said, if you're going to Universal, you definitely go to Universal Hollywood or Studios, because they have the mini Halloween Horror Nights. So if you've never been to Halloween Horror Nights, you can kind of get an idea of what it's like, because they have like the mini event going on during the day.
Right.
But if it was not the Halloween time and just any time, I'd probably say Hollywood Studios because of the Star Wars area and the Mickey Mini Railroad. Yeah.
Yeah, they have the newest stuff. And not to bang on anyone, but right now I probably would avoid, I would say, Epcot. Just because, unless you like the food and wine stuff, then go, go, go. But there's a lot of construction going on right now, and there's like a lot of walking around and seeing nothing.
Yeah.
So if you are paying the money to go to one park,
mm-hmm.
I would avoid Epcot for now. For now, they're going to have a lot more stuff coming later. But for right now, personally, that's the park that I probably wouldn't put number one right now.
Makes sense. Makes sense for sure.
All the love to Epcot, but right now.
But right now, they're in the middle of construction. So just wait for sure.
It might be on top of the list next time.
Exactly. Because they're going to have so much new stuff. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've been featuring organizations that are looking to help theme park workers or people in the hospitality industry that may be out of work, because there have been some layoffs that have been going on and have made the news lately. And we've covered some, like Feeding America, Feeding Tampa Bay. And I also wanted to bring up one. So the Orange County mayor announced that later this month, the Orange County Cares Individuals and Family Assistance Program will reopen to accept applications for all county residents. So if you live in Orange County, make sure you check out the Orange County government website and look for Orange County Cares for information on that. They received some coronavirus relief funds, and that's how they're able to help individuals or families in the county. So, you know, if you've been laid off, that's something definitely to keep your eye out on and to check into for sure if you're needing some assistance.
That's incredible that they're doing that. I just seen a lot in the news right now about a lot of layoffs everywhere. And
yeah, it's not just
a great way.
It's not just the hospitality industry. It's across the board. So definitely something to look into if you're in the Orange County area. And if you're in any other area listening to us, you know, check with your local government to see if they have any assistance programs open that you may be able to apply for. All right, Michaela, anything else before we go?
Nothing, but I'm excited. Well, today we just talked a lot about stuff that we've spoken about before, but I'm so excited to see what's to come, especially since it's October. So now all of the Christmas stuff is going to start coming out soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to look at all that.
That's my favorite time of year at the Central Florida theme park. So thank you so much for listening. Please make sure that you check out themeparksandrecpodcast.com to hear any of our previous episodes. Also, please leave us a 5-star rating and leave us a review so that other theme park enthusiasts can find our podcast and start becoming part of the family. And you can listen to our previous podcast if you want to catch up at themeparksandrecpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at themeparksrec, and you can find us on Facebook at Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.